I'd like to invite all our young folks to come forward for my last family service here at St. Martin of Fields. Get a chance to visit with you. When we first started doing this, I used to sit down on the step, and then I moved to a chair after a couple visits to the chiropractor. Now, I know we have more young people than that. Mr. Elliott, do you want to come up? Any of our young folks back there, you want to come up? What I want you to look at is what's on the cover of this bulletin. What's that guy got on it? See that? What's on his arms and legs? Scrape. Looks like scrapes. That's something way back, an old disease that sometimes is around still. It's called leprosy. So our first reading today comes from, as you heard Reverend Megan read, about this guy named Naaman. He's a commander of an army, and he had leprosy, and he went to try to see what he could do to get that cleaned up and fixed and healed. And Elisha, a prophet of the Lord, who spoke on behalf of the Lord, said, hey, just go down and wash 7 times in the Jordan River, and your flesh will be restored. But he was very, very prideful, and he was very kind of arrogant. He didn't have humility. And so he said, wait, I'm here at Elisha's house. Why didn't he just come out right now on this driveway and just heal me? And so he got very, very angry, and he turned away in a rage. That's an extreme form of anger. It says rage. So then his assistant said, well, hey, if he had told you something more difficult to do, wouldn't you have done that? So then he changed his mind. He went down to the Jordan River. He washed and became clean. Sometimes we get a little cranky with God. Sometimes we like to put God in a box and say, well, wait a minute, or our pride gets in the way and we trip all over it, like our friend Naaman. Sometimes we make assumptions about God. My father used to write the word assume on a big chalkboard when his stockbrokers would assume things, and he would divide the word into several things, which you can, our adults know what that is. Sometimes we forget about the Holy Spirit saying, you know what? Yes, you want to be clean? You want to be healed? Here's what you need to do. Go down to this sacred river, the Jordan. Wash 7 times and you'll be healed. That's easy, right? Now, as I was getting ready and going through a lot of books in my office, packing them up and seeing, do I need this? Do I want this? Am I going to haul this all the way to Arizona? I found a couple things about myth and memory, and I wanted to share with you a little bit about that. So, in a congregation, in a parish, each one of us is an actor in the stage of faith. And we do that in context with each other and the family of St. Martin's. And there are memories that help us to know who we are. We do that by reading 4 scriptures every Sunday. We have our confession except in Easter. We pray for people in need. We get nourished by the sacrament by coming forward for that liturgy of the table and our dramatic play, if you will, that Jesus asked us to remember. And then, memories provide us with a confession of what we are in terms of both our recollected past, our memories, and our future. So, when I first got here almost 5 years ago, I did, in the first year, 2015, 19 zip code parties, and some of you are gracious hosts for that, 19 focus groups to see what were the hopes and dreams of St. Martin's, who you were, and what was part of your DNA. And 4 themes came out of that. The one theme that was always consistent in all 19 parties was that we love to do outreach to help people in need. And that's a very good, healthy sign of a parish that is looking outward to help people who are hurting. The other themes were what's right on that other side of that wall, right behind Ibun, is a sign that says, God loves you, no exceptions, all are welcome. Radical hospitality. God loves everyone. Period. No exceptions. Another one was our school that we've been having for 21, 22 years, which takes kids 18 months to 5 years old, a really good school, St. Martin's Episcopal School. that helps kids get ahead in reading. And a lot of our preschoolers in transitional kindergarten, our TK and pre-K, have gone on to gifted and talented in kindergarten. We're very proud of that. And we've got a dedicated, loyal, loving faculty and staff. The other one is today, right now, first Sunday of the month, where kids read. You're going to have some nice music up there in the choir loft. And then we're going to have our prayers. And we're going to have you all come up behind the altar and stand there and lift up the bread and wine and be present. Because Jesus said, let the little children come. He's always made room for that. That's very, very important. So that's part of our DNA. That's who we are. And there may be other things that you discover in the future with your next rector of what other things you want, your other hopes and dreams down the road, and what that becomes part of your DNA. So that's who we are. That's what we know. And one of the things that I also wanted to share with you is that when we are in a community, it's awesome, I think, to be able, when people look at you and talk to you and interact with you and engage with you, to see Christ looking back, to see God looking back. That God, when we look in the mirror, our own selves, do we see our Lord looking back? Do we see all the adjectives that describe who Jesus was? Humility, kindness, compassion, caring for the sick, caring for the poor. When we step on people's toes or we make a mistake, we ask for forgiveness, and then we offer forgiveness. All of that stuff that we have to do that we know that God would want us to do. Another thing that I reflected on as I was praying for today was about what we call traditia, T-R-A-D-I-T-A, or the content of our tradition, all of that stuff, like the liturgy of the word, the liturgy of the table, communion, all of our sacraments, the DNA of who we are. That's the what. And then we have traditio, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O, the process of conserving tradition through adaptation to changing circumstances. Be able to adapt. That's the how. So we have the traditia, the what, and the traditio, how, right? And I think what is really important, I've discovered in 15 years of being ordained, that the how is more important than the what. Because sometimes when we forget that, we become like Pharisaic or Sadduceic, and it's the law, we can't heal on the Sabbath, there's rules and this and that and the other, and policies and procedures and canons which we need to follow. But when we pull those out, we're getting a little bit legalistic. And we lose the how, which is love. Living in God's love always. Always, always, always. And you know when the Pharisees said, you know, you can't heal this guy on the Sabbath because it's the Sabbath, and Jesus is like, I'm not going to wait 24 hours because this guy is hurting. I'm going to go ahead and heal him. And so he was more about the spirit of the law than the letter of the law. He was more about the traditio than the traditia. More about the how than the what. And I think that's really, really important for us as a parish and as Christians in general to remember. So Thomas Aquinas, who's a real old, ancient Catholic theologian, he says that the truth remains unchanged. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. We're reading the Creed today. The truth remains unchanged. But the ways in which change occurs can change and be malleable, of how God continues to manifest him or herself here at 223 Pearson Lane. I want to share with you also, anybody know where the country Peru is? Anybody know what, y'all know what continent? Have you done your map studies? What continent is Peru in? South America. There's a great Peruvian theologian called Gustavo Gutierrez. He's a liberation theologian. And he says that traditions make up our heritage, not our boundaries. Traditions make up our heritage, very important, but not our boundaries. Boundaries, Christ goes past all boundaries. He allows us to feel His presence everywhere. And in our gospel today, we heard Deacon Aya read from Luke, the chapter 10. It talked about the kingdom of God has come near us. And my question, and I want you to think about this week, if you would, I'm going to give you some homework. You know, I was a teacher before a priest, so I'm going to give you some homework. So when you go out into this week, when people interact with you, when they talk with you, when they see you, whether it's at the grocery store or on the soccer field or in the swimming pool, will they know the kingdom of God has come near to them? Will they be able to see God's face in your life and in your face? To me, that's the most important thing, to leave you with a message that God loves you no matter what, and that we're also called to drink in that love, let it spill out of us into the world. All right, so I know it's summertime, and I gave you some homework, all right? But it's not really hard. It's kind of like summertime homework, right? Summer school homework, all right? Y'all going to do that homework? Can I get an amen? How about adults? Can I get an amen? All right, come on now, St. Martin. Can I get an amen? All right, thank you all very much.